chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Our number is 316-869-1330. On the line with us with our first legislative brief of the 2019 session, Representative Susan Humphreys. Good evening, Susan. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. You made it up to Topeka through the blizzard, all right?
Yes, just barely. We didn't have any snow, but we just got here.
Good.
So, just getting unpacked.
Good. Good. Well, I'm sure you're getting ready to get at it. And congratulations, by the way, on being elected by your colleagues. You are the Republican caucus chair, correct?
Yes, that's right.
So
thank you.
For those who don't know what a caucus chair is, kind of give us a little bit of what's a Republican caucus chair?
Okay. So I will say there are six leadership positions in the Republican Party and the majority party. And I'm sure you've spoken to some of them, John, or you will be speaking to them. But one of them is the caucus chair. And the main duty of the caucus chair is to bring the caucus together in meetings about once a week to go over issues, any upcoming legislation, just get us all together in a meeting so we can talk about things, learn about things, maybe hash things out, just help keep our Republican caucus strong.
Well, and I'm sure you at least you won't have Stephanie Clayton in your caucus, which will be a bit of a relief, I'm sure. But it's an interesting.
I'm not commenting.
Yeah, I'm no. That's fine. I can say it. I'm not. I don't have to have that burden. So I can. You can just pass on that. But it's
okay.
You can. I mean, it's a diverse caucus. I mean, you have conservatives. You've got more moderate members. You've got a few that are, you know, Republicans in name only. So it's not an easy job.
Uh-huh.
As you're looking at topics, do you try and do you put it out there? Or do you bring in people from both sides? Or are you going to try and present? Or are you looking to just basically lay it out there? And how are you going to format these topics?
Mm-hmm. So as I've given it a lot of thought, I plan to do a wide variety of things. So some of the topics are absolutely not contentious. It's, we need to be updated on what is the ethical use of our state computers, for instance. And I would like to have our new state Republican chairman come in and talk to everybody. I mean, those are just good old neutral topics. And then there's going to be other topics where we have a variety of views, like, for instance, internet sales tax or sports betting, you know, things that don't necessarily fall one way or the other. And then we're going to have things like Medicaid expansion or tax relief with the decoupling with the federal issue. And those things where we really do have a variety of views, I would like to have a panel. I would like to have question and answers. Of course, I'm going to be coming at it from the smaller government is better and constitutional rights are better. But I want to give a compelling argument for those things.
No, and I think that's the way to handle it. It sounds like, I mean, I know in the past they may not have been handled quite that way. It seems, but I think the way you seems like the way you're looking at it is a more give and take as opposed to a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the better way to do it.
I'm not interested in a lecture. I'm interested in us coming together and finding things we agree on and discussing things that we don't, but understanding we're like a family. I mean, some members we like better than others, and some of them we're closer to, but we still are the Republican caucus. So what can we do to bring ourselves together, especially since, you know, we're going to have a Democrat governor coming up?
Well, and that is one of the things I wanted to ask you about was how do you think, you know, leading, kind of transitioning a little bit into the preview of the session, how do you think that's all going to play out? I shared the recently Speaker Reichman and Susan Weigel and other members of the leadership from both chambers met with the Capital Journal, and they talked about that, you know, the $900 million right now ending balance and how it's not enough to fund Laura Kelly's wish list of new spending. And I'm curious what you think is going to, how does that balance? You know, there's been a lot of talk in the media lately of how Laura Kelly is so good at working with moderates to accomplish things. I've done the numbers. I don't think there are enough moderates and Democrats to spend $900 million and get that passed, are there?
I agree with you completely. And, of course, I've not served under a Democrat governor, so I don't know exactly what it looks like with all the ins and outs. I think we'll hear on Wednesday night is her State of the State address. And I think what we're going to hear is that the state is in a dismal place, because that's all I hear right now coming from the new administration is we're going to set things right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. Really rigorous plans. And you're right, how to do that with without raising taxes, which was one of her campaign promises that she ran on, that she didn't want to raise taxes, and the numbers just don't add up. And the $900 million, we need to spend that on conservative things. We need to pay our the debts that we have right now. We need to get those taken care of and not expand any programs.
Right, or better yet, how about just give it back to the taxpayers? Well,
and I hope that is our first order of business.
Amen. Susan, can you hold on through the break?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Hold on. We will get back to you when we come back. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show.
Okay.